After keeping the rap world on its heels all year long, trading diss tracks with Drake, Kendrick Lamar is closing out 2024 with that same energy. Today, he dropped a surprise album called GNX. And here with us to talk about it is NPR Music's Rodney Carmichael. Hey, Rodney.
Elsa, what is happening?
Hey. Okay, this was a complete surprise, right? Like, nobody knew it even existed until it was released?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. It's kind of blown us all away. We're scrambling over here.
What can you tell us about it?
Let me just start off by reminding you that this is the 51st year of hip-hop.
Wow.
Right? It's a year of rebirth for hip-hop. And nobody seems more dead set on burning everything down to the ground and starting over again than Kendrick Lamar. I mean, this is an artist who, even though he's never been afraid of the dark, this album right here feels like his darkest, his most minimalist, his starkest LP by far. It's really what I would call like his Black Album or his Machiavelli for the Tupac fans out there. I mean, just listen to this first song, Whacked Out Murals, where he rhymes about a real mural of him being defaced in his hometown, Compton, this year after he won his battle with Drake.
Yesterday, somebody whacked out my mural. That energy will make you move to Europe. But it's regular for me, yeah, that's for sure. The love and hate is definite without a cure.
Yeah, that's intense.
Yeah, you can hear from his tone, man. This dude is still in battle mode. And he's coming for everybody. This is so much bigger than Drake or any one artist. It's about the culture of hip-hop, and he's ready for change.
Well, you've listened to this whole album. Like, what can you tell us about the feel of GNX? Besides that, it's dark.
Well, okay. Really, what it is basically Kendrick doubling and tripling down on this spirit of rebuke that he really unleashed on hip-hop this year. I mean, I feel like the album could really be titled I Said What I Said, because that's all that he is really doing throughout this whole album. The song Man at the Garden, for example, is basically like a reference and maybe even an interpolation of Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight. It builds real slow, just like that song, and ends with Kendrick just going ballistic.
How annoying does it angers me to know the lambs can speak on the origins of the game I breathe? That's the same to me. It's important. I deserve it all because it's mine. Tell me why you think you deserve the greatest of all time.
Because we're talking about Kendrick, I imagine that there are more surprises, like beyond the surprise that there was even an album released today. Yeah?
Yeah, of course, of course. So he works with some familiar names in production, you know, like Soundwave, DJ Dahi. But there's some big surprises, too. Jack Antonoff, he contributes a lot of co-production.
Wait, isn't he the producer for Taylor Swift?
Exactly. Best known for his production work with the likes of Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey, Lorde.
Huh.
But yeah, he's coming to Kendrick's house on this one. But there's also this R&B strain flowing through certain songs on the album. You feel this softer strain that's kind of bubbling underneath this hard, dark exterior that he has. It almost feels like it's a new template that Kendrick's setting for where he wants hip-hop, you know, and specifically like masculinity in hip-hop to go.
Huh.
After he's done burning it down, of course.
Top had given us dominion in the home he lived in. Hoping that we see some millions. God bless our hearts.
That is NPR's Rodney Carmichael. Thank you so much, Rodney.
Thank you, Elsa.